Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 9th. We're back doing the same thing every day, but
today's cloudy
every day. You know, that's what I like about what we do. It's like, you know, all jobs are like you do pretty much the same thing every day.
Yep.
But we talk about different things. So.
I agree.
And it can't be such hard work to sit here and fucking talk, you know? We're spoiled.
And it's really cloudy today.
Yeah, it'll burn off, though. It's nothing. Look, you can already tell. But it's funny because I can't seem to catch a break as far as rain goes because
oh god,
I'm going for 6 days to a rainy place and it's not going to rain even one day. It's going to be all sunny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was going to rain the entire time.
No.
Oh, you want it to rain.
I do. I want it to rain a little bit so I can see what it's like living there when it rains.
Mm.
But no rain in the... I don't know. It seems to be wherever I go, there's no rain, you know? So I can't seem to catch a break.
Well, maybe
I really
it'll
want
rain though.
It will. It'll probably rain a lot.
You're the first person to talk shit about the weather. The weather app. They could be wrong.
No, the weather app sucked. They always do though.
Yeah. But like last week we were supposed to get 3 days of rain? We got maybe a quick drizzle one night.
In some places, not in all of them.
Like it's
either.
Like, okay. Yeah.
For me there was not a drop. But yeah, you know, so I would imagine one day I'll probably get tired of rain, you know?
Yeah.
On some day or so. But for now, I'm happy. So we'll see, you know? I mean, like sunshine is not a bad thing at all either,
nope.
You know? You don't want to go when it's overcast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Any developments with a new bow in your life?
I dropped him off a plate of food yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I cooked, and then I brought him some of the food.
Ah, how cool.
Mm-hmm.
Already married.
No, God, no.
Behaving like a married couple. Here, I'll bring you something to eat, honey.
Yeah. Well, no, he eats out every single day of his life. He doesn't know how to cook.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll bring you something.
That's nice.
And I just brought it to him. I didn't chill with him or anything.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So yeah. You gotta like, separate yourself from the rest of the chicks that are just using him for his money.
Now, did he text you first or did you yesterday?
I don't know.
Did he call? He didn't call, but did he text to acknowledge the previous night and whether it was good or not?
No.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's wrong with these young guys, man?
Yeah.
You gotta let her know. You gotta keep her like.
Yeah, and I don't understand that. It's like they're almost like they don't want to look like they're like in love with you. So they just don't say anything at all.
Maybe that, you know, maybe he just wanted to get in bed with you.
No. After we had dinner, he was like, let's just go back to my house and cuddle. He didn't even want to have sex.
That's cool. Okay. So I don't understand.
Me neither.
You know, ask him.
No, I feel like that's too intense of a conversation.
Like in the beginning. Yeah,
I've only known him for 3 days, you know, and
yeah.
I already dropped him off food. That's like intense.
Right. Yeah. So back off a little bit.
Yeah. Like I'm not like I got plans tonight. I'm going out my best friend, Corey, who's a guy. And I'm just going to like try not to. I feel like I just dropped you off food. The next step has got to be yours.
Right.
And it's not that I'm playing games because I just actually posted a video on Instagram. Well, for me, it's like all my friends are like, don't text him first. Don't act too eager. Don't act like you like him. Like saying all these negative things that you're supposed to put into a relationship that you want to be positive.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have time for games. And in my head, I'm like, if someone wants to see someone, they see them. If they want to talk to them,
exactly.
They talk to them. So if he's not hitting me up, it's because he doesn't want to.
Right. Exactly.
If he's not seeing me, it's because he doesn't want to.
Right. And so, then you know not to keep on going with that.
Exactly.
You know? So you might as well find out quickly whether there's anything there or not. You know, why waste your fucking time playing games, right?
Exactly. Especially since I'm 30 and he's 35.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, don't waste my time kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I dropped you off food and it's not like I'm playing a game, but like the next move is definitely yours.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to hit you up after I brought you like a delicious plate of food.
No, he owes you a good text about the other night.
Or at least tell me how good the food is.
Yeah, but the food.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah.
Say
if
something.
Not, he's probably afraid to get into commitment.
Yeah,
something.
That's definitely it. And I could tell by the way he looks at me that like he's never met anybody like me.
Really?
Yeah, 110%. I told my sister and my friends I've never had a man stare at me the way this guy stares at me.
Wow.
For sure.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And I always ask him, I go, what are you thinking? Because he looks at me like he's like in deep thought. Probably like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, who knows what he's thinking, you know? But that's funny. I mean, we're talking about that, and there's a story here about a woman that listed 22 rules for her boyfriend, and it went viral.
No, so, no. You know what she did?
What?
So you know when you go to like... you go look to see if you're dying of cancer on Google, and they give you those like little tests that you like, if you answer one way, you go right.
Right.
It's like one of those tests. She did that and gave it to all 22 of her ex-boyfriends so she can find out what's wrong with her when she's dating.
No, so that's a different thing or something.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Because, this is about, she wrote unspoken rules, requirements for a boyfriend to sign.
Oh, okay, yeah, completely different story.
Yeah, so...
Wow, bitches out here. People say, I'm crazy, Sam.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know if this is real or not, but, I mean, why would people believe it's real? I don't know.
But first of all, that it went viral. Does it say what the rules are, number
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, right here. I'll read...
Go ahead, and I'll tell you if they're reasonable.
I'm not going to read 22
of
them.
Just give, like, five.
Yeah. Okay. No, you probably agree with all of them.
No, no, I don't.
Yeah. You're not to have a single girl's phone number.
I don't actually agree with that.
You're not to follow them on any social media.
Okay, that one's
like
a little iffy to me.
Girls.
Okay, so like if I start talking to someone and he like fucked a chick and he's still following her on Instagram and liking her pics, but we're together now, like
right.
I'm going to find that to be a problem.
Right.
Because like you already saw her naked.
Right.
But I don't think that Instagram is for men to look.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If your man needs to escape for 10 minutes, just let him go to Instagram and get it out of
exactly. It's better than porn.
Yeah. Or cheating on you. Yeah. One of the two.
You're not to go to Honda without me. What the fuck does that mean?
That's like the Honda, like the Honda store, the car store. That's really weird. That's the most bizarre.
There's a car store called Honda?
Like a Honda, like, hey, I just got a Honda Accord.
So why would you say
I don't
that?
Know. That's very weird.
No, so let me find some of the more serious
ones. Yeah.
You're not to hang out with your friends more than 2 times a week.
No, never. You can't tell a man when he can hang out with his boys. Unless his boys are pieces of shit, then you can.
Right.
Like if your man's boys are like drug addicts or like go to the strip club every night, I get it.
Right.
I get you that you don't want him to do that 4 out of the 7
right,
days.
But if it's more than 2 times a week, maybe it means less time for her with him.
But how often do you really want to see the person you're with? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're with someone every single day, it's going to fizzle out for sure.
Well, of course. But people do it because they hope it works, you know? Maybe for some people, for most people, it probably works.
I mean, I could see someone every day.
Yeah.
I would need a break during that day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
oh,
what I
yeah.
mean?
You can't be them 24/7.
Yeah, no.
That would be crazy.
Like, if we both did our own thing and ended the night together, I'd be okay with that. Or started the morning together and did different things at night, I'd be okay with that.
Right.
I don't want to be with someone 24/7.
Right.
No.
Mm. Wow. you're not allowed to drink unless I'm with you.
Oh my god, she's insecure as fuck.
Yeah, listen to this. I'm allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
Amen to that, sister. I agree.
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, are you kidding me? I mean, the phone is the most private thing. Who would allow you to look in their phone?
I feel like, okay, so for instance, when... I hate to throw my parents under the bus, but I'm just going to give a prime example that I've witnessed full hand. For the longest time, my dad never had a passcode on his phone. Never. Like, I could, like, walk downstairs, and if his phone was in the kitchen, I just...
And you could look
and
at everything.
And I would never look at my dad's phone, but I would open right. it and, like, connect his phone to, like, the speaker downstairs while I was cooking dinner or, like, making a snack. And then, out of the blue, he put a passcode on his phone.
Yeah.
So then my mom is like, something's up. And I'm like, I don't know what to say to her, because if that was my man, I'd be like, something's up. And needless to say, something was up. There's a reason they put a lock on their phone.
I don't know. I think anybody should. And I think nobody should see anybody's phone, because it's like, you know, peeking into your brain. It's not okay.
But they pick into your brain every day that you're with them anyway.
No, but not like that. I mean, you know, people, if they want to
like
keep
what should
private
be so
things,
private on your phone?
I don't know. But the point is you don't want people to look at it.
I wouldn't care. If I had a man, he could literally have my literally Apple ID and passcode because I don't got shit to hide.
Right.
Nothing
it's
to
not
hide.
It's not about something to hide.
But that's what it comes off as. Like for you, okay, if I like was with someone and we were going back and forth having this argument about his phone.
Right.
The only thing I'm thinking is what the fuck do you have
on
your phone?
Why does he insist on.
Right. Yeah. Like why are you getting so offensive? Why is your body language changing? Right. So my old roommate had had a boyfriend. She was with him for 4 years and he came over and we like had like a little family dinner in the apartment. And while we were having dinner, the topic conversation came up about his phone.
Right.
And I said, so let her see your phone.
Right.
Like, if it's not a big deal, if you got nothing to hide, let her see your phone. His body language changed. His right. demeanor changed. He went into like a 360, like almost flipping the blame on her.
Right.
And I just knew automatically. I texted her from across the table. I said, he's cheating on you, girl.
Right.
And like 3 days later, she found out he was cheating.
But let me ask you this. What if you write texts to friends? And you don't want them to, you don't
yeah,
want
yeah, but like, what do you mean? Like, in what context?
Like, for
like,
example,
if you're
let's
out,
say you want to say to your friend, look, my boyfriend or my husband is really giving me a hard time. You know, I don't want to talk to him. I think he's an asshole. And you don't want him to see it. You know, you don't want to see. I mean, there's things with you talk to friends about that you don't want anybody to see.
Okay, but
you
if
know?
You're
what if it's personal for the friend, you know, and you don't want them to like your husband or your boyfriend to find out what she was saying. No, I don't agree, you know.
I don't know. That's
because good. People have to have some kind of like off limit area where it's just their privacy, you know.
It doesn't
matter why they don't want you to. The thing is, I don't want you to pry into my fucking brain because I just don't want to. No.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
then,
you're the one
but
that
the,
says you
even
be
the way you
24/7.
Say it, if I was with you, I'd be like, "Yo, fuck you."
Yeah, well, but it's the principle of it, I think.
No,
yeah.
No, and it's always double standard too, because a man always wants to go through a bitch's phone, yeah. Always and forever. Yo, right. Let me see your DMs, though. No, let me see your DMs, and then they shut up real quick.
Wow, I never asked anybody to look at their phone.
I've actually never asked one of my...
I expect everybody to have a code on there.
I've never ever looked at some dude I was dating and said, let me see your phone.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
And if you have to, as a female, ask your partner that because you think that there's some shit going on,
right.
That's probably someone you shouldn't be with.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be with a dude now, at least at my age, that I don't... It doesn't matter if the hottest bitch from fucking... I don't know, Tokyo walks into a room. Like, she ain't me.
Right.
So you can look at her all you want. At the end of the day, the conversation isn't going to be the conversation you have with me. The way you feel when you're with me is
right.
Not how she's going to make you feel.
No.
She
no,
might make you
no.
feel good for one bust a nut.
Yeah.
And that's it. And is it really worth the risk of losing me? Probably not. So.
Yeah.
But most girls that have to ask to see their partner's phone, they're very, very insecure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've broken into my guy's phones before, and that's like the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't ask. I just fucking did it.
Yeah.
But then they got caught cheating.
Yeah.
So good for me breaking into your phone, you piece
of
shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it seems like many of the things she says are related, and the essence of it is that she doesn't want his friends to be more important than her.
Okay, but
to him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Deal,
no, that
right?
is a big deal, Sam.
Why? Look, it says, if we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over.
That's insane.
You're not to ditch me for your friends.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. If I say jump, you say how high, princess?
Oh, my God. She has to be joking.
I don't know.
She obviously made this as a joke.
Yeah, I think this is stupid. It looks like a handwritten thing, but it's not.
Yeah,
you know?
She definitely did this when she was high and like was picturing what would be ideal. But no man on the planet, number one, is signing that.
Yeah.
And number two, no man on this planet, unless he's a bitch, a bigger bitch than the bitch that wrote that list,
right.
is asking how high, princess. I'm sorry, that's not happening. Ever.
Yeah, you know, but look, again, you're not to hang out with your friends more than 2 times a week. So it's all about the friends. And what I'm thinking is, yeah, they've got to be pretty young. You know, at a young age, you hang out with your friends a lot and stuff.
But you know what the biggest problem is when you get into a relationship is before you get into that relationship, you have your set of friends. Like, you got your boys, she has her girls. And then all of a sudden you get into this relationship and you neglect your friends.
Right.
And the only time your friends hear from you is like when you're fighting with your boyfriend or fighting with your girlfriend. So by the time you're out of a relationship and all your friends have said, fuck you, I'm out. You have to like scramble to get everything back. So I don't agree with that list. I'd be totally fine with my man chilling with his friends. As long as his friends, I knew his friends like respected me and like knew, yo, I'll kill every single one of you if you put my dude in a situation he should not be in. Yeah. Respect me.
Yeah. So yeah, she's pretty insecure and everything. But I don't know why anybody would think it's real.
I don't know. That sounds fake. That sounds like a fake list.
I know.
Is that on like
Somebody
Yahoo?
Just made it. No, I'm seeing it on CNN here, but
It's on CNN.
Yeah, it's the same. The list surfaced after Bored Panda shared images of the list along with comments from horrified readers. I don't know what Bored Panda.
I think it's probably like a blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I know, it's a funny thing, man.
But I feel like guys are just as insecure as women.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. Probably. We're just like pretty open and like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you give a guy a reason to be jealous, he would be.
Yeah, 110%. Yeah. Especially if he like feels connected to you in any way whatsoever. He's going to get jealous. Like my friend Corey, he can literally we're going out tonight.
Right.
When we go out, he'll find like one chick at the party. He'll bring her home. He'll fuck her. Maybe use a condom, maybe not. Doesn't care. Okay? And then he'll have no emotional connection. But there's females in his past that I know he gets upset about. I'm like, you can't get upset because you can't be with them. You choose not to be with them. So if she's doing whatever it is that she's doing now that she realizes you can't give her what she wants, you have no right to be upset about that.
Right.
Am I wrong there?
No, I think you make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man.
Like, if you were talking to someone, okay, like, let's say you went on 5 dates.
Right.
Okay. You finally hook up with her. And then after you hook up with her, you go on, like, maybe 2 more dates. And those resulted in you hooking up, too. So you've hooked up, like, a total of 3 times.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, she's posting on, like, social media and Facebook, like, out with somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah. Like, what would you do?
Yeah.
I'd be lit. I'd be hot.
Yeah,
I probably just would never respond.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just wouldn't say anything anymore. Just fuck you. You're dead to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would just do the solid. And I wouldn't block them off social media because I want you to see me doing good after I'm finally drop kicking your ass because you ain't shit. But like, don't you feel like everything is a game?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so exhausting.
It really is, you know, and especially in this town. But, you know.
Oh, my God. L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I don't know, like, if people are actually genuinely looking for relationships out here, if they're just like looking for the next guy that can take care of them.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I've never
actually dated someone specifically for the fact that he was taking care of me.
Right, right.
Like, ever.
But did you ever have a guy that took you on trips and shit?
No, I've never. It was literally made me sad the other day because I'm the only person on the face of the planet that's never been on a vacation. They call it a baycation because you're with your boo. I've never been on one. Like, ever in life.
Mm.
It was crazy, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing wrong, man. I don't know what you're doing wrong. I mean, I see some chicks that they don't fucking work. Then bikinis on yachts and shit. And you know some guy is paying for all this.
Yeah.
But look, you're not that type. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're willing to do anything a man asks you to do, you probably get the same thing too.
Right, right.
But you're not like that.
Like, if I could put my morals aside and like and do whatever, my rent would be paid every month. I'd have like designer bags. I'd have a new whip. I just physically, for me, like, sex is such a big deal.
Right.
That it's like I can't just sleep with someone for him to pay my like November rent.
Right.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, man. I mean, yesterday on Casey's show, there was a woman that moved here a few years ago and became a porn star.
Was that and like, is that why she moved here?
No.
Okay, so no. It just happened.
Well, yeah, she made a decision to do it, I guess, and I didn't get to talk to her much. I invited her on the show, so it would be interesting to find out. But, I mean, you make all this move from, you know, middle of the country to L.A. to just end up fucking on camera.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why.
I mean, yeah, it's easy money, but come on, you know?
Yeah, but you can't feel
good.
You close
so many doors for you, you know?
And I can't imagine. I don't care what porn star is listening. I can't imagine. And when they get home from a week's, like, let's say they have Sunday off, but they fucked Monday through Saturday. I can't imagine by the time Sunday comes around that they feel, like, good about themselves or what they're doing.
And I think they do, you know? I mean, look, how can you do something where you're disgusted with yourself? You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people do shit that when they're disgusted with themselves. No, like, think about it.
But this, I don't know. I think you have to really feel strongly that that's what you want to do in order to sacrifice.
I don't know,
so
like the porn star that we've had on the show a couple of times. What's her name?
Right. Melissa?
Yeah, I don't think she's a happy individual at all.
No.
Like, I don't think her decision.
Oh, especially now. Melissa's like going through a lot of hard time and they're dragging me into the whole fucking thing now.
Oh, God.
She's got like public fights with people.
Oh, yeah, like on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I understand the social media beef, but.
No, but
every time she comes on the show, I can just look at her and I'm like,
she's not like a representative sample, let's say, or an example.
Well, because she did porn way back in the day, but she chose to do porn.
Right.
You know, like, and she's an advocate for porn stars. But I don't think her decision to do porn was like
the smart one.
Not smart is not the right word I'm looking for. I don't think it was.
Well,
the path in her life that was going to like give her the happiness she was looking for. In fact, I think it actually like ruined her life.
Right. Yeah. She chose the wrong path.
Right. Like when she told us she didn't leave the house for like almost 2 years, she got like groceries and stuff delivered.
Right.
I mean, come on. She's not the only porn star that probably feels that way.
Yeah. No, but she's totally fucking weird now, man.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
I know. I feel for her because everybody on the station is family, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, your family is fucking weird, right? Yeah. Everyone has a weird family.
That's true, especially when you don't get to choose.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, it's not my fault my uncle has issues, all right? He's my uncle. What do you want me to do about it?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that Busy Phillips or Busy Phillips? You know who she is?
No.
She's an actress.
Oh, wait. She's in American Horror Story?
I don't know. She was. She's blaming James Franco for being a bully and that he assaulted her.
Oh, okay, yeah. This has been going on for a while, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he got accused of an assault right after he won an Oscar, I believe.
This was on the set of Freaks and Geeks, she says, and he allegedly pushed her to the ground. So it's not like sexual or anything, but apparently she said the scene called for her to hit him on the chest and yell, "Damn it, Daniel, do something." She did the scene instead of delivering his next line. She said he grabbed both my arms and screamed in my face, "Don't ever touch me again."
She said that or he said that?
Yeah, she said that he had said that to her after she, like, you know, hit his chest as part of the scene. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this sounds like a little too, you know, too far out there, man.
I don't know, I don't think anyone should be, and I don't know anyone's sexual, like what they're doing on the weekends. So obviously, I don't know James Franco, but he did ride a bicycle.
Yeah,
like, right by me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, "Oh God, that's weird."
Yeah,
but
there were kids also.
Yeah,
this was a long time ago,
and I think that he may be gay.
You think?
Yeah, I think he may be gay.
Yeah. Maybe he is.
Yeah.
Why? He's not. You don't see him dating anybody?
He's like never dating anyone.
Really?
He's done like a couple of gay characters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
like,
he is.
Yeah. So for a woman to come out, and I'm sure he doesn't want to say that he's gay because he thinks that if he says he's gay, everyone's going to look at him differently, which no one would.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, many actors went through that too, you know, before.
Yeah.
Before.
Right.
And now today it's kind of, you know, people accept it.
Yeah.
In the past people didn't.
Right. I think for me, the only thing is if I know an actor is gay and they're playing someone straight in a film, it doesn't
matter to you.
No, that's... It does? Yeah, that's when I'm like, okay, it's not working for me because I know you don't actually, like, love women like this. Right. Like,
But he's an actor. He's not supposed to.
And I get that, but for me, and I take away the fact that they're actors, and I literally think that they're, like, this character. So if I know that he's gay, it doesn't work for me when he's... Like, it worked in How I Met Your Mother. Who's the guy in that that's gay?
I don't know.
The blonde head? Well, he's gay in real life, but he plays a straight, like, womanizer. Like, straight, like, dog in the show. Yeah. And it worked for that because it's a comedy. It's not, like, a serious movie. But it had an actor who said, hey, I'm gay, played Ryan Gosling in The Notebook. Probably wouldn't have loved it as much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, him and Rachel McAdams actually got together after the movie. Like, they actually fell in love.
Like, really?
They were together for years. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, so, that's happened in some places. But I also know that actors that you really... believed them later came out as gay, and you go, wow, you know, I mean, how could they have been in such a romance or romantic movie and they're gay, you know? But that's what I'm saying, they're good actors,
but,
you know,
but the movie was so good before you knew he was gay,
right? That's what I'm saying.
Now when you watch it, you're gonna think, oh, he's
gay.
But
why should it make a difference now, you know? That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's an actor. I don't care what they do. You know?
I don't know. I always like to believe that somehow, some way, the characters are really like vibing with each other. So for me, if I know it's like a man and a woman, he has zero interest in her, it just doesn't do the same for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm watching, I don't know, even if I was watching freaking the Beauty and the Beast remake, like it's just like, okay, but you're gay in real life.
Yeah.
You don't even like Belle. But there's so many opportunities now, especially in Hollywood, to just play a gay person now.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of gay romances too. Like Love Simon that just came out. That was about a gay kid that came out in high school.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was actually really cute.
Yeah. No, thank goodness that homosexuality is more accepted now, because you know, the thing is, you realize not only are gay people not any less or different, but many of them are so creative and fun and awesome, you know? And you just go, wow.
Like, people are like, what would you do if your kid came home and said he was gay? I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just be
safe.
Well,
my daughter kind of, I think she is. And
yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, we had a short conversation, but it's not like I really see her. And... yeah, so that's a sad fucking story. But anyway.
You need to fix that.
I can't.
You need to fix it, just like my dad needs to fucking fix this shit.
But I can't. I keep sending her texts to see her, and she's always busy, quote unquote.
Wow. I don't think even when I was talking to my dad, I ever hit him with the I'm a busy. Like, everyone else can come after my dad. Right. Like, if my dad
and
was
if
like.
If you're busy, don't you say, well, so instead, let's meet.
Yeah. Or like, hey, I have to do this till 4. Do you want to grab dinner at 6 instead?
But these are excuses that she doesn't want to see me.
Yeah, pretty much 110%.
So the hell with that.
Like,
you
if
know,
my dad sent me a text and said, hey, do you want to grab lunch at noon? And I had plans at noon, like, to go see a movie with one of my friends, I would text my friend and said, we're going to have to take a later movie.
Yeah.
Family comes first, no matter what.
Exactly.
But I can't believe my dad still has not said a word to me. Wow. It's been like 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, it's not like you said something insulting to him.
I mean, he finds it insulting.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, come on. It's an opinion, but I mean, the shit my kid said to me, I can't possibly, and I want to talk to him,
right?
But I can't possibly cave in
and
contact him, you know?
Right.
These are like very hurtful things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe it was hurtful for him too.
Yeah, I mean, but at some point you just got to like at least check on me.
Yeah.
Like make sure
Have you tried making contact?
Nope.
Then you do it.
I don't know what I would say. Oh, I did. I went ham on him via text messages. I called him like a piece of shit. Like, was like, how fucking dare you not check on me? You're the worst father of the year. Like,
oh my God. Why would he want to talk to you now? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I was wicked upset.
But listen, that's not the way to do it.
I know. I mean, I do miss him. I love my dad to death.
Yeah. So why would you talk to him like that?
I feel like
you're angry. So
I feel like we're not going to resolve shit until I go home. No. Like, it needs to be like, I'm seeing you in person. And then we can take a shot after and talk about how ridiculous both of us just acted. But I don't think that's something that's going to happen anytime soon. So
I know, and that's the scary thing. You know what I mean? Now with my son, I don't think I'm going to hear from him anytime soon. I asked him to leave.
So he hasn't said a word to you since?
No, and I haven't either. Because I can't forgive him for the shit that he said and the total disregard he had for me in my house when he stayed over for 4 months.
I mean, I think you can forgive him. I think he just...
I can't forgive for the stuff he said. He said some very hurtful, obscene...
I mean, yeah.
...profane shit, you know?
Yeah. But if you don't forgive him, then what's the point?
I will if he tries to apologize.
But kids his age,
he's never gonna apologize. Right, so what, am I going to apologize? He's expecting an apology from me,
right,
for throwing him out, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so I don't know when it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. You know what? For now, fuck it. You know, when they were young and I went to South Africa, I came back just to be with them. And I told them I'm never going to leave again.
Right.
So look what I get, you know, in return. They don't give a shit. So I'm like, well, so I don't have much to do here anymore. Might as well move.
Well, don't let that be the reason you're moving, though.
It's not. It's okay. Not, but it sure is not. It's not. Making it harder for me to move having the kids here. I mean, I know,
I get it, but like, you, no matter where you go, okay, this is what my dad always used to tell me.
Yeah, your problems follow you, right?
And I moved to California thinking I'm starting over. This is like my new beginning. And it's like, not only do I have my problems that I had before, but now I got a whole new set of fucking problems.
You're right. You're right.
So like, yeah, it could be easy to be like, oh, like I'm done. Like for instance, like shit hasn't worked out here. It'd be easy for me to tuck my tail in between my legs and go back home. It doesn't change the fact that like I still have problems there and I gave up. I would rather be here and be miserable than be back. So I get it. Yeah. Maybe you'll feel that way in Oregon.
Right.
You know, like maybe you'll be like, no matter what problems come, I'm thugging this out.
Yeah.
Here it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends, but I think it's really going to help when I go for a few days this week, and then I'll know for sure.
Right.
I think I'll know. I'll be pretty sure, because I don't want to make a move and then 3 months later come back or move to another place. It's expensive. It's, you know, it's stressful.
Right.
So, I mean, shit, I'm just thinking I'm going to have to do like a probably a 2-day trip to get up there with my car. But actually, I shouldn't. You know, I should look forward to it. I'll just make it a trip.
Right.
It's just I might have to carry a U-Haul with me, which is not fun.
Yeah, no.
But I probably won't. I don't know what I should.
You should just hire.
There's nothing to take with me. Really. I mean, think about
it. Okay, but you can take your furniture.
No, but my furniture is all fucked up because of the cat.
Oh, God. What a couple of scratches, Sam.
A couple of scratches. I'll show you a picture. There's no square inch on those leather couches that do not have holes in them from the claws.
Oh, damn.
It's not a couple scratches.
Yeah, I was going to say sell it here, get money, and then buy new furniture. Nobody's but no gonna one's going to buy that.
No. I can't even bring it to the fucking studio to use.
That sucks.
Right? So did he ever apologize about this? Not only didn't he, but he said, oh, well, it's no big deal. Like, what the fuck, man?
He's 27?
He's 25.
Okay.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
Yeah.
That's a little.
His problem is he thinks he's mature, but he's not.
No, definitely not. That's why it's like I've always dated younger, and I'm just like, wow, the mentality of people under 30 is just.
Right. It's unbelievable,
insane.
It really
is. They just don't get it. Like, I was talking to my 22-year-old friend the other night when we went out. And, like, she was telling me about how, like, she spent $4,000 cash. Because she does, like, karaoke nights. Do you know what karaoke nights are?
Yeah, yeah.
What are they, Sam?
What? You go there and you sing karaoke, no? What the fuck is it? Why are you laughing? What else would it be?
Oh, that is definitely not what a karaoke night is. Okay. For instance, I applied for a job as a hostess for a restaurant in Koreatown, right before I got hired here.
Okay.
So he had me meet him at this like bar that was definitely not the bar he was working at. Okay. And then he was like, so basically this is the deal. You park your car and we have a van pick you up with the other girls. And then we bring you to an undisclosed location. When you get to the undisclosed location, you stand in a lineup and men pick out which women they want to go into separate rooms with. That's fucking karaoke nights.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You've never heard of this and you've been here for how long?
42 years.
Yeah. And you've never been to a karaoke night.
No.
You should go and then come back and we can talk about it.
But what is this, like sex trade or something?
So basically...
Prostitution.
So say you go.
Right.
And you go with three of your boys. You guys rented out a room.
Right.
Okay. So you and your boys get to pick five chicks.
Right.
So you're like, let me get number 5, 15, 10.
Gotcha.
Whatever. So those five girls will go into a room with you. They do have karaoke machines in the room.
Right.
But it's like they want to like get their dick sucked.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they do. And how much do the girls get?
It depends. Like some girls can make like $4,000 a weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Or so the girls want to do it.
Or they get regulars. Like yeah. they'll have a guy that comes specifically for them. And she's like, oh, well, I'm fucking Alan tonight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah.
So this is like those whorehouses in Nevada and shit, you know, where you
Pretty
go
much.
In, you know, like the Bunny Ranch and shit.
Pretty much.
You know?
They got someone, when I went to a job interview last week
right.
for a bartending position, which I didn't get. They didn't even call me back, which is so weird. But besides the point, they were telling me about the, because at first I was like, oh, I was scared that this was going to be a karaoke night because it's in Koreatown. It must have been a karaoke night. That's why they didn't call me back.
Really?
That must have been why they didn't call me back.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
So they kind of like cover it up.
Yeah.
By what do they say? Like
that you're
bartenders?
Being hired as a cocktail waitress hostess. Like you got to
host
these guests
yeah.
for the night.
Right, right.
And their dick has to be in your mouth by 2 a.m.
Wow.
For you to get a, what, $20 tip?
Jeez.
Can you imagine? I would never suck somebody's dick for $20.
But so how do they make $4,000 if they?
Well, it depends. If they got
$20.
Ballers, like if you sleep with a guy, you might get $1,500.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a dude that just like pays someone $1,500 for sleeping with them?
Yeah. Wow.
Just like just.
Well,
go
you
get...
know what? If you have so much fucking money, what do you care, right?
No, I
mean,
know.
For some,
yeah.
Imagine that for some people, $1,500 is like for you $15.
Yeah. Literally, like yeah. $1,500 is nothing. Like
right.
I feel like the guy that I just went on a date with, like money is nothing to him.
Really?
Because he had like his cash in his pocket.
Right.
And I was like, why don't you get like a wallet? He goes, I don't like how it feels in my pocket. And I was like, but what if like your cash fell out of your pocket pants? He goes, so it's just money. I go, but what if you had like $200 on you? And he was like,
where does he get the money from? What does he do?
He owns a weed dispensary.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's got cash. Because I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah. You can't can't go to the bank, right?
Today, nobody uses cash anymore. You know, I mean, not those kind of amounts.
No, I hate having cash. I mean, even if it's $5,
people
I always
cards,
lose
right?
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's only suspicious shit. That's with cash, but there you go. That's because that's how he makes his money
mm-hmm.
is by cash. But I believe dispensary owners have a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I should have gotten into that business.
So you probably get free weed for the rest of your life if you stayed with him.
I mean, his weed is lit.
Really?
Yeah. I'll ask if I can have a blunt and bring it in for you.
Okay.
Not a blunt. He calls it joints.
Yeah.
But I like literally we went to my house before we went out and there was like this much left and I smoked it last night and I smoked it and I was like, I need to lay down.
Really?
Like immediately had to lay down. It is a crazy high. Cause it's
then ask him for sativa, which brings you up.
No, I think the one I smoked was a hybrid.
Okay.
So it was a mix of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it was a good, like it makes you feel like alive, but it also makes you feel like your body is high.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're moving in slow motion, but you're like happy to be moving in slow motion.
I wish I could get that high. I can't.
That's because you do brownies and you're so used to it.
Yeah, I have a high tolerance.
Yeah. If you didn't do it as much, you'd probably get more high.
Yeah.
So do you smoke joints at all anymore?
I do. Why do you think I cough so much? Fuck.
Yeah. Lots of cigarettes.
Well, I think, look, when I smoke cigarettes, I never cough. I cough when I smoke weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you smoked weed this morning?
No, I did not. But the cough stays with me.
Oh, God.
I didn't even have a cigarette this morning, which is unbelievable. I always do.
Yeah, that's actually groundbreaking.
But this morning I just didn't. How can I have coffee and not smoke cigarette? That was unbelievable, but
right.
I did.
What do you think is it about cigarettes that get them so addicting to people?
To me, it's like it gives me reasons to go out and do things. I mean, I know it's crazy, but,
yeah.
you know, I mean, look, I like sitting outside, for example, right?
Right.
But if I didn't smoke, I probably wouldn't be sitting outside. I wouldn't have a reason to.
Right.
But that's kind of crazy. But look, I mean, the nicotine has a lot to do with it, I'm sure.
Right, yeah, I'm sure of it.
But I'm just I just like the feeling of the smoke in my throat. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the fact that I always have to stand away from people and all
right,
that shit.
Right.
But it gives me a reason to take a break. I go take a break. It relaxes me. I think that hand to mouth motion, I think, is something that you get used to. I don't know. I need to read up a little bit on it, but eventually I have to stop. I'm just looking forward to maybe when I move, starting living a little more healthy, you know?
Right, right.
Since I'm going to be riding a bike and doing a lot of physical things, I probably will have less inclination to smoke.
Right. That's true.
We'll see. But another reason is, let me tell you what I think the real reason is with me. The reason it's hard is because I associate cigarettes with weed. So every time I smoke weed, I need to have a cigarette. Just like some people when they drink.
They have to smoke a cigarette.
They have to have a cigarette.
Yeah, like my roommate does that.
So with me, if I have weed all the time, whether I eat it or smoke it, then I want to smoke cigarettes all right. the time. So they kind of go together.
Yeah, I've never
and that's
ever.
That's a shit association.
Yeah, problem. horrible association. Yeah. I've never smoked a cigarette a day in my life. I haven't even had one puff.
Yeah,
never.
Good for you, man.
And usually kids like try it at least once. Me yeah. and Gabby and my brother have never.
Yeah, you see, I came from a culture where everybody smoked back then. Right. I mean, early 70s, right. 60s.
Well, my parents both didn't smoke, but I think the thing that did it for me is like I said, my parents never really sat us down and had like the drug and like Sex and the Bees conversation. But back in the day, MTV used to have those commercials.
Right.
That were like horrifying.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
For non-smokers. And it just like stayed with me. Like I was like, no. Like there was this Lady Deb on one.
Right. Well, she was breathing through her throat, right?
And I will never forget it. Imagine seeing that when you're like in eighth grade. You're like, fuck this. No,
that's the fucking scariest shit ever.
No. So I have never. Like, and it's because of those commercials. Because I know a lot of people think those commercials aren't effective. Right. But they are. Like there's this new.
They are. It stays with you.
Yeah. There's this new one out where they just have like this picture of this drop dead gorgeous like cheerleader, blah, 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 blah. And she's like explaining about how she got addicted to cigarettes. And then they zoomed into what she looks like now. And I was like, half of her face, like all of this is like gone, crooked.
Right.
I was like, oh my God.
But that's bullshit though, because look at me. Do I look like that?
No, but it could happen. You could be that small percent where that is going to be you.
I smoked all my life. I don't think I'm going to end up like that.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But, you know, look, we all have our, what I call scratches. We have a scratch.
I wonder what mine is.
You know why I said a scratch? Because I think where it came from, because I must have heard it from
somewhere.
Oh,
you mean scar? Like, what do you mean by that?
Maybe scar, but like, yeah. No, but I'm talking about like, you know how we used to have records, like vinyl?
Right.
And the needle would sometimes scratch the record, and the record would start skipping.
Oh,
and,
right.
Or it would just go. So I think that's where it came from. So everybody's got a scratch. You're probably saying a scar or something, but
I have
it's
scars everywhere.
It's about something that that you're weird about.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird with you.
I don't know. I don't know what mine is. I mean, sometimes I get weird with guys, but I don't think that's like, I mean, that's something I can definitely like let go.
Yeah.
I don't think I have one thing that I'm like super, like I'm weird about, like I have to do it. Maybe drinking wine.
Well, no, but you said that you're usually not nice to people, right?
No, I'm nice to people until they try me.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm nice to like everybody.
Yeah.
When I first meet them. Like, if you put me in a party or a networking event, I'm working the room. But if you, like, disrespect me or come at me, I'm, like, the meanest person on the face of the planet. Like, I will tell you everything shitty about yourself, and I don't even know you.
Right. Your mouth is your weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gets me in a lot of trouble.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because you talk, I mean,
I talk mad shit.
Yeah, when you're angry. You know?
I talk hella shit.
So that's what I'm saying. That could be your thing, you know?
So I had unprotected sex the other night.
Yeah.
And I'm still like,
you scared?
No, worried? No, but okay. So for instance, like, okay, Gabby gave me this whole speech because I called her and I told her it just like happened in the moment.
Right.
And like, he didn't.
Right.
So for me, I was just like, oh God. But to me, it was like his dick was already in my mouth. So whatever he had, I already have it. That's how I took it.
Right.
Because usually if I have sex with a guy, I'm not sucking his dick. Like, I just don't do it. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just I don't fucking know you.
Right.
I don't know you at all. I don't like you. Like, not sucking your dick. So for me, it's like I've already sucked your dick 1,000 times. So whatever you had on your dick, I've already got. So for me, it's like I kind of freaked out, but not as bad as I usually do. But I'm low key freaking out because, you know, I'm usually get like really thick ovulation fluid. Right, you know right. that females get that, right?
Right, right, right.
And I'm supposed to be ovulating right now, and I don't have that thick mucus.
So, really?
Yeah. So that's like okay. I'm waiting.
No, but it would be so quick. It would be so quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't be pregnant right away, but I wouldn't get ovulation fluid.
I don't know.
Gabby was like, go get a plan B. I was like, first of all, it's like $100.
Really?
Yeah. And second of all, it makes me so sick. I took it like when I was in high school and I was sick for like a week.
Did you ask him, is he okay? I mean, he would say, right? Did you ask him, did you get tested anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, every guy says they're clean.
Yeah.
Every fucking guy on this planet. Right. No guy's gonna be like, yeah, babe. What are they?
Yeah, actually, I have something.
I have something, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm about to fuck you. That's true, right? Kind of a stupid question.
I examine dicks, though.
Yeah?
Like, when I go to give head, I'll always start by the ball sack so I can stare at your whole underneath shaft before I stick it in my mouth.
Wow. You're weird. Fucking weird.
Oh, kill myself.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Wow.
So I'm a little worried that I just fucked up, but hopefully not.
Yeah, I know. But no, I think that isn't usually like from intercourse. I don't think you get it from oral sex.
He had sex with me.
Like STD. No, but you said if you take his dick in your mouth and you get
you can get super gonorrhea in your mouth and you get chlamydia in your mouth.
Really, from oral?
Yeah.
Really?
If his dick is dirty, now your mouth is, bitch.
But you have to, and it doesn't have to be like
chlamydia
semen,
and gonorrhea.
Like bodily fluid.
But do you know how much? Do you know how much semen is on a dick? Like, if he jerked off in the morning, right? Okay. And you have unprotected sex with him, the semen from when he jerked off this morning, if there's any left, could get you pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's why people are like, hey, hello, he doesn't need
But that's pregnancy. We're talking about STD now.
No, I was talking about pregnancy. That's what I was worried about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not worried about STDs right now. I don't think he has one.
No, but what do you mean, whatever he had in his...
I'm saying that's the only reason why I didn't freak out that I had unprotected sex with him.
I don't know. I'm like getting confused.
Now. Okay, for
you
me,
you were talking about pregnancy. But
yeah, because for me, I was like, I'm supposed to be ovulating, and my ovulation fluid hasn't come.
Right, I understand that, but I thought we were talking about STD when you go unprotected sex.
No, I was talking about how I hope I'm not pregnant.
Oh, okay. No.
Never.
No.
What? No, never.
No, I mean, no. What? Do you think you get pregnant from giving him oral? I mean.
I had unprotected sex with him.
Since. Right, right.
Like, he came all over my stomach, which means maybe just maybe a little bit of that got into my
stomach.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that other statement that you made.
That's what? All.
That if you're going to take him in your mouth, you probably got it already.
Yeah, you can get STDs in your mouth.
You see, so STD.
Yeah.
So you're confusing the two. Are we talking about STD or pregnancy here?
We're talking about both.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're talking about both.
Okay.
I said for me, like, because I didn't know that I was sleeping with him without a condom. Because, like,
right,
I just,
right.
I was
you
honestly.
That there was one, or didn't you think?
Yeah, well,
about
we
it?
Started with one.
Yeah.
And then he took it off, and I, like, whatever, you know,
oh, wow.
did my thing again. And then when we went back again, when he came, it was, like, on my stomach.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, yo, this shouldn't be on my stomach. It should be in a condom.
Oh, wow.
And so that's that.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, you can get STDs from sucking a dick, yeah. for sure.
Well, definitely some of our listeners will feel this is too much information.
Oh, yeah, right. They just gave head last night.
But to hear it in words is different, you know?
No, it's not.
Why?
I feel like sex is like the easiest thing to talk about.
For
I feel
me,
like
yeah.
more people should talk about it.
No, for sure.
Maybe
why
if
not?
More people would talk about it, there would be less fucking issues.
Exactly.
Right?
But then maybe people wouldn't want it so much. I think the
absolutely.
The mystery of it.
Fuck yes. That is the point. Talk about it so much with your man. By the time he goes to cheat on you, he's thinking, oh, I can't even
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, enough for sex
yeah.
anymore. Right. That'll be the day. Right?
Yeah, dead ass.
All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. We got one more day with you this week, which is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk with Zoriana about movies again and probably other stuff as well. The rest of the week, we're going to take off and we'll fill you in more about it tomorrow. But if you haven't been listening, that is. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all our friends out there that listen. We love you all and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.